CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Jennifer Kuiper, the autism rate rises to 3% of children in a CDC study. CBS's Alexander Tin.
The CDC study tracking rates of autism in 16 communities around the country now estimates that prevalence has climbed to 1 out of 31 kids in 2022. That's up from 1 in 36 kids from the last release through 2020. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has described the new data as an alarming increase in the autism epidemic. That's different from Kennedy's own health officials and outside experts who say that the new results may simply reflect ongoing improvements in screening for autism.
President Trump is now threatening to remove Harvard's tax-exempt status. It comes after the Trump froze over $2 billion in grants and contracts because the school refused demands for DEI and protest changes. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
All the president is asking, don't break federal law, and then you can have your
CBS's Nikki Batiste on what could get hit by the funding cuts.
We spoke with a medical professor here to get an idea of the real life impact of these cuts. He runs a lab here. He said some of the research that could involves Alzheimer's, ALS, Parkinson's, cancer.
The judge scolds the Justice Department over its handling of the Kilmer Abrego Garcia case. Feds known that they have facilitated his return prison as ordered by the U.S. Supreme Court. CBS's Lori Levinson points out
she's not yet at the stage of contempt. It'll come once she finds out the answers to the questions. So she's going to let Garcia's lawyers question members of the administration, the lawyers, and those who signed the affidavit to find out what is actually in the Garcia case.
A school shooting in Texas sends at least four people to the hospital with injuries believed to be non-life-threatening. It happened at Wilmer Hutchins High School in Dallas, and authorities say the suspect is not in custody. CBS News Texas Steve Pickett talked to a student.
I asked the student, did she walk through metal detectors this morning as school started, and her answer was yes, she did. So suffice it to say, that is obviously one question. If those metal detectors were in use, how anyone could have gotten a weapon inside this campus.
Three of the victims are between the ages of 15 and 18, and one victim's age is unknown. The deadline to file your taxes is 11:59 tonight, but if in a bind, a tax extension gives you an additional 6 months to file your federal return. Your options, the online payment system has a box to check. So electronically request an automatic tax filing extension while using what's called the IRS File Free. And there is Form 4868, which can be filled out electronically. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
There's a move underway to canonize a 19th century architect who left his mark all over a city on the northeast coast of Spain. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Pope Francis has put a celebrated Catalan architect on a path to sainthood. The next step would be beatification or verification of a miracle by Antoni Gaudí, a devout Catholic who was nicknamed God's architect for his work on Barcelona Sagrada Familia Basilica, which began in the 1880s. The construction lasted for more than 4 decades and remains unfinished. Gaudí was hit by a tram in Barcelona in 1926 and taken to a hospital for the poor because no one recognized him. He died 3 days later. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A federal judge orders Bank of America to pay more than $540 million to resolve long-running litigation from a U.S. regulator that alleged the company underpaid mandatory assessments for deposit insurance. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, skies becoming clear. Northwest wind still a bit breezy with lows near the freezing mark. On Wednesday, a chilly day. Shine, highs in the mid-40s, an east wind by the afternoon. Showers likely by currently 44 degrees.
Ba 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 ba.
Let's go. Memorial Park to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
Love for me, oh, I need love. Love is heavenly. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Forgiveness education, a concept developed by Dr. Bob Enright at the UW-Madison more than three decades ago. He has developed curriculum to teach forgiveness to students K through 12. Course materials have been used in Northern Ireland, in inner city U.S. schools, and in Africa, with measurable success in the reduction of anger and a commitment to choosing forgiveness rather than hurt, anger, and resentment. If you're an educator, please investigate forgiveness education at internationalforgiveness.com.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Could coal make a comeback in Wisconsin? Pollution and high costs have pushed utilities to start shutting down coal plants across the state. But the Trump administration has announced emergency orders to boost coal, including offering power plants a two-year exemption from requirements to reduce emissions of toxic chemicals like mercury, arsenic, and benzene. April 22nd marks the 55th anniversary of Earth Day. Back in 1970, Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson called for an environmental day of action that inspired 20 million Americans to take to the streets and demand protections from environmental contamination. Less than 8 months later, Congress created the EPA. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get.
It's more than a place to shop. Schrader's Department Store is a 134-year-old cornerstone in the Manitowoc of Two Rivers. It's also the oldest, and not just in the state, but the country, still operated by the same family.
I am fourth generation. We've made the store just our own special spot now.
AJ Schrader runs the store with her sister, and like every generation, grew up working there.
My sisters and I were all raised in the department store from little on. I would wait on customers when I was 12. It's just a part of who we are. Our customers are what open the doors every day.
So it's a mix of new and old, including services like tailoring.
It's just a great place to be.
It really is a slice of Wisconsin you'll find anywhere else. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's Global Volunteer Month. Volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you. Diploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Songs that voice
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9 from local and politics. Keep you in touch with the people who shape.
someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah. I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. Won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
to my life. And these are the arms that long to lock you inside every day and every night. And the soul of which you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying?
rescue me.
For 98 years, your home for local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More Timeless Hits on the way next.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com. If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success. Who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP. Go to GoodRx.com/GLP. Insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering medical care where it's needed most in communities around. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. Care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
In times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Broken heart. the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded by the light.
News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The Trump administration says